This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. A student organization on campus has been formed to help in conservation efforts of the American red wolf. The red wolf is an endangered species. Arkansas State University and the organization called Red Wolves for Red Wolves is working with state and federal officials across the country in research and outreach efforts to preserve red wolves. The organization has previously worked at the Endangered Wolf Center in St. Louis and also participated in a recent conference at the Arkansas State University System Office in Little Rock. The conference was called the Red Wolves Species Survival Plan. Some of the Red Wolves for Red Wolves students were on hand, and you'll be listening to some of those interviews in future shows of A-State Connections. Today, we feature Arkansas State University student Elizabeth Etzkorn. Etzkorn is the executive director of Red Wolves for Red Wolves, and she tells how she got involved in the organization.
I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and over the summer, I decided I was going to do an internship, and I had found the Endangered Wolf Center, who do work with a number of different canids, but red wolves specifically. So I was really interested to work with them because obviously A-State red wolves. So I got involved with them, did an internship, learned all about animal care and the different aspects of caring for red wolves and canids in a captive population. And then they suggested, hey, we're going to this meeting. It's called a SSP, this Species Survival Plan. You should go with it and go see what we're doing. So I actually came as an affiliate with Arkansas State. And after that meeting is when we got really involved with how do we get more students involved? How do we get campus aware of these meetings and the things that's going on in the conservation world? And that's when we started Red Wolves for Red Wolves. It was after that last meeting last year for the SSP.
Sure. And so how's that been going along this past year? How have the efforts been?
So far, so good. We were a brand new group, so getting that exposure took a little bit. But now that we've got the name and we've got our kind of our ducks in a row, we're getting more things organized. We're trying to get more fundraisers, more events, stuff like that to get the name out there and just kind of make people aware that this is even a program that they can get involved, to know what we're doing, know that the red wolf is an animal that we're trying to do conservation work for. So,
right. And so how have things been by way of the receptiveness to this by way of other students on campus?
The students love it. I mean, I think if you give students the opportunity to get involved, they'll take it. And this is a really great way for people to show their support for red wolves that may be outside of that athletics department, because not everybody is an athlete, not everybody is going to be into those same things. And so we've been able to reach out to some different departments on campus, you know, education majors, philosophy majors, and kind of get those students involved as well on a broader sense of being a red wolf, being what it means to be a red wolf, not just people that are part of the athletics department, that they are naturally inclined to claim that because they represent red wolves all over the nation in their different competitions and tournaments. Mm-hmm. This gives those other students that opportunity to say, I'm a red wolf too, and this is what I'm doing to help red wolves.
How excited are you about, you know, what Arkansas State is doing in this regard to try and save it, and especially going forward in the future?
I'm really excited about it. Just to hear last year where we had dedicated Arkansas State as the official site for all of the different specimens to come in that Red Wolf repository. So we're going to be having a whole collection of Red Wolf specimens, whether it's skulls or pelts or blood samples, which is really neat to progress with the conservation. But to hear the different ideas that are coming about, you know, like I said, we're doing fundraisers as a student organization that could go towards filmmaking and documentaries that they're trying to work on, or the university systems office announced maybe doing something like a captive breeding site. Just to know that there are so many ideas rolling around that we really do have the opportunity to get involved and help in so many different ways, not just on a biological, you know, wildlife conservation standpoint.
Sure.
But that there are a variety of ways to get involved. It's really exciting.
Is there anything else you'd like to add, please?
I think it's important to know that Arkansas State is just one of the many institutions that are involved. You have anywhere from other conservation centers to zoos, and it's going to take a whole group of people, other universities, other establishments and institutions, to make sure that this is something that the nation can get involved in, and all those different aspects are really important. So not just university standpoints, not just other zoos, but there's so many ways for so many people to get involved in this cause.
That's Arkansas State University student Elizabeth Etzcorn, who is Executive Director of Red Wolves for Red Wolves. I'm Jonathan Reeves for A-State Connections on KASU.